Welcome to the Sycamore Tree Podcast, live from Chico. I am Maria Angela with my colleagues here right now for our National Writing Project Technology Matters Institute. It's really great meeting teachers who are also using technology in their classrooms and doing the same works as I do in their sites. Here are they.
Hello, my name is Kevin Hodgson, and I'm with the Western Massachusetts Writing Project, and I teach sixth grade in Southampton, Massachusetts.
And I'm Joe Bellino. I teach English as English language learners in Montgomery Blair High School in Silver Spring, Maryland.
I'm Maria Angela again. I'm from the DC Area Writing Project. I teach at Jefferson Junior High School, special education.
I'm Paul Allison. I'm at the New York City Writing Project, and I teach 6th through 12th grade.
And I'm David Pulling with the Acadiana Writing Project in the heart of Cajun Country, Louisiana. I teach web-based composition classes at Louisiana State University at Eunice.
We've all come together for the Tech Matters Institute. We are all tech liaisons for our own writing project sites, and the National Writing Project has sponsored a couple of days of learning about web applications and how they can be used in classrooms and by teachers in different sites, and we've focused on how collaboration can help us use the rich and interactive environment of the web to help with self-expression and learning.
And we thought we'd talk a minute about some of the ways that we've used the web for publishing. And in my sixth grade classroom, I've used a web blog for 2 years to publish student writing. And this past year, we started doing a little bit of putting up some video, including some claymation movies that my sixth graders did as a collaboration with second graders.
I started getting my students published on the web 20 years ago when our school started something called a gopher. My students produced an international student newspaper, and when the woman who created the gopher saw it, she thought the rest of the world needed to see it. So she had students put issues of our newspaper on a text-only version of the internet, which we all called a gopher. After I saw that, I told the woman, I said, "This looks very, very nice, but it would look better if we had pictures." And the woman said, "Well, there's something new called Mosaic that someone has invented, and we're going to experiment with it. So we'll put some issues of your newspaper up. If you get us the pictures, we'll put them up on Mosaic." Unfortunately, I had to go down to the computer lab. There are only 2 or 3 computers in the whole school that could see it, but it looked interesting, even though it was something that I knew no one else ever saw.
I have a class website, which is blog-based, where we publish all my students' wonderful writings and pictures of my students' artistic works. I've also collaborated with Mr. Kevin Hudson from Western Massachusetts, and my students, they had fun podcasting and publishing their poetries on our blog.
And I've been using web blogs in the classroom for 4 or 5 years. And work with wikis and podcasts and just sort of anything else that comes down the line.
Mm-hmm. My experience at the 2-year college has been working with course management systems in the web-based classes, Blackboard primarily. The students write for one another, respond for one another, and rewrite for one another.
During this couple days here in the Tech Institute, we have all come with questions that we have been continually reminded to think about, and we've been using some of the web applications to learn about the wide variety of tools that are available to us and thinking, how are these tools going to be enriching our own teaching and help us share some of them with the teachers in our sites. Now each one of us is going to take a turn telling us how our questions and this Tech Institute have evolved.
Well, this is Kevin again, and I guess my question comes from when I was going through the Summer Institute in 2003, and we started to use a weblog in our institute, and what I found was that it really extended our small reading groups beyond just our reading groups. So we were able to share our writing with other people and get comments beyond just the small groups we're working with. So I saw the potential at that point of how it could be used. And what we found, however, is after the summer institutes have gone, then that all drops off. So I'm really interested in trying to figure a way with continuity with our teachers of using some kind of web platforms to keep them writing, keep them connected, find ways to offer feedback, possibly collaboration, but even just that feedback portion of it has been driving my question this week of what are the right platforms for that kind of continuity at our site for our teachers, because I think it can be very valuable.
And Joe here. We've been publishing our print version of the newspaper on the web only in versions that most people can see for the past 12 years after our experiment with Mosaic. It sort of died. And I've been trying to think of ways to use the rich and interactive environment of the web to help my students collaborate with each other, with other students in the school, and with others outside the school. And recently we've started doing podcasts, experimenting with it, and through this Tech Institute I've thought of ways to get more of my students talking about the writing that they do, helping others to experience some of what the students go through as they choose topics and how they react to them when they're written, and so many other things that I don't have time to talk about.
This is Maria again, and I'd like to stress that these powerful web tools for classrooms make learning more fun, interactive, and collaborative. I am just so excited to bring back all the knowledge that I've acquired here to my National Writing Project site. My question in mind is, do we have to limit the collaboration among us National Writing Project teacher consultants? Only can we extend our collaborative projects internationally. I am sure there are also a lot of teachers teaching technology in other parts of the globe who are very interested to open up to multicultural collaborative projects. It will give us a new model in using this collaborative tool.
This is Paul, and what I've been thinking about is how to do groups, workshops with people in my site that aren't technology workshops, that use technology but have broader teaching writing questions involved in them. So for example, I've been imagining that a group could do a group podcast. So getting together to plan that podcast and debrief it afterwards and do it and all that stuff that would be involved in that would be a project they're working on. So I'm trying to think about how to create projects for continuity and not just be sort of vague technology workshops.
Okay, this is David. The discussions that I had with our site leadership over the course of the summer, really going back to the spring as part of the leadership team, focused on our desire to become once again a leader in the local in-service professional development market, if you want to call it that. We were much stronger in that area in years gone by, and we've fallen on hard times. And my site leaders are looking to me, and I'm willing to use C technology as a medium that we can use to interest, first of all, our own TCs, to develop models that can be professional development models, in fact. I think this is going to lead to probably an advanced institute showing some of our TCs how to use wikis and blogs and some of the other technology, and then spread that good news to the rest of our region.
So this concludes our podcast. We've been glad to have the opportunity to share some of the things that we've learned and some of the things that we hope for as the project ends and we return home.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 On va se revoir.
That was track number 19 from the album Octopants by Glenn Bledsoe from Magnatune.com.